Well, we're joined now by a man who knows all about playing in major tournaments. He took part in three of them with the Republic of Ireland. Paddy Bonner joins us. Paddy, we'll start with the very good news that we're getting, that Shay Given is fit and ready to play in the Euros.
Yeah, delighted with that news. I fully expect that. I think the other night probably was a precaution bringing him off. He had a little injury, of course, with his knee, and he'd be a bit stiff and that thing and those conditions, and I think they probably brought him off for that reason, and he hasn't trained that much. But he'll be fine mentally. He'll be perfect, because he's a professional. He's a very experienced. He knows the level that he has to perform at, and he'll be fit and raring to go. There's no question. And a little rest will help him. I remember back to my own days in the Euro 88, and I had a problem with a back injury, and I didn't train for a couple of days. But once you get the adrenaline going, and everything leading into the game, you were fighting fit, and you didn't need to train that hard, you know.
So mentally, he'll be fine. He won't have kind of expended any energy thinking about this or worrying, will I be able to train? And if I do, will I injure myself? There won't be any of that kind of going through his head.
No, definitely not. I think he'll be fine. He'll tick over nice and easily. And, sometimes you can do too much training actually also, he'll be fine. And he's very experienced, so he can handle all of those issues.
It might seem like a silly question, but can you tell us how important you think Shay Given is to this team and why?
Well, I think he proved it again the other night. He had some fantastic saves in that first half. And when you have a player who, over the last, 15, 20 years, has performed the way he has done and saved us on numerous occasions, and I'm sure in this tournament will probably need his services, he is vital. And although Kieran Westwood, I think, has also impressed any time he's come in, stood in for Shay, he, again the other night also, he had... So we're well equipped with those two goalkeepers. But Shay, with his experience, with his knowledge, with the confidence he gives the rest of the players, the defence, he's more than just a guy who makes saves. He's a talker, very experienced at the back, and he keeps things right. He is vital. He is absolutely vital.
Let's talk about how players handle nerves. We're just days from kickoff for Ireland. Are nerves a big factor?
They are, of course they are. I think the build-up is the problem. You're waiting around, and they've been in a training camp. They've been across to Hungary. They're now in Poland preparing, and it's just waiting for that moment that big occasion kicks off on Sunday. And it's that's what you've got to handle more than anything else. It's not the nerves of walking out, I think, on the pitch. Once the game starts, you're up and at it, but it's just waiting around the hotel, trying to keep yourself occupied, keeping your mind occupied, and that's the most vital ingredient that the staff and the management can get right with the players, I think.
Do you sleep? Can you sleep?
Of course you sleep. Of course. I had no problem sleeping throughout my career. Not a problem. I was sleeping a bit of needles, to be perfectly honest, because you train hard. You get yourself into a sort of mental state where training, resting, and eating the right things and hydration, all of those things are the preparation. And you sort of put yourself into that mental state that's what you've got to do. So you do it. And some people sleep more than others, of course. I used to sleep, 10 hours and then be able to go back to bed in the afternoon and maybe get an hour's kip again, Some people then maybe didn't. They watched TV or they sat up and so on. So everybody's got their own program. But I think once you're into the routine of being a professional footballer and years of experience, you manage to handle all of that. And you just get in there and perform as normal.
And do you find that some guys need an arm around the shoulder, whereas other guys, maybe you're better off leaving them alone?
I didn't experience it. I had my own routine, but I'm sure as a manager and Giovanni Trapattoni won't get involved in that. He'll leave that up to his staff. We always had Mick Byrne and Charlie O'Leary and people out there, and we used to congregate in round the kit room and the physio's room and have a chat. There'd always be a cup of tea and a biscuit or something out there, and we'd have bit of crack and so on, and we used to play a little bit of games and, you know, card games and different things. And you always had something to kind of sort of occupy yourself. And some players, you know, they chat about things. And when you're young and inexperienced, maybe you might need an arm around your shoulder from the older ones. And but I think this group now has sort of grown up together and they'll all be fine.
The Irish fans have travelled to Poznan in their thousands and many more are arriving by the minute. As a player, does that add pressure to you? Can that actually be a negative thing, or is it just always a positive to have that much support around you?
As I say, everybody's different. There's no question about it. I love being in among the fans. I love people coming to the hotel. I love being able to see people from home, from maybe even from my own county, Donegal, or whoever family, and coming around and having a cup of tea and sitting down with them and having a chat and sort of pass a time of the day away. And you sort of, as the tournament went on, you got sort of information from home also about what was going on, and it just built up the whole expectation, you know. So I found that quite actually pleasing and eased any tension I had. Maybe other guys, I can't talk for them, but they might want to stay away from all of that. But in general, I think the guys like the fans being around because they can see the tension and the sort of the build-up and anticipation of the whole tournament. And I think that helps them.
And Paddy, in one way, shape or form, you've been involved or have followed Irish football all your life, so you must be really looking forward to the Euros.
Yeah, I was involved for a long time, and I worked, of course, with Mick out in Japan and Korea as a goalkeeper coach. So you were intensely involved in a different sort of part of the whole preparation as a staff member. Now, this time round, I'm a fan, and I'll be in Ireland doing a few things and be watching and looking forward to taking it all in, and hopefully, and you know, praying that the guys will do well and keep that whole pride of our country up. And there's no question that it's an important tournament for the country, you know, because we want something to build ourselves up and so on. But I think they'll do okay. The Croatia game is going to be a tough game for them. You never know how Croatia is going to handle the first game, whether they're going to be flying or that maybe their nerves will kick in. And that'll be a tough enough game for us. I think we can get a draw, though. Spain will be probably the hardest game of all, but sometimes we play better against the top teams, but I don't expect us maybe to get a result there, but who knows. And then, of course, I think we're capable of beating Italy in the last game, definitely. I think that could see us into the next phase.